Hi, I'm Adrienne Carrier. I've had my first contact with Cancer Care Manitoba in November of 2016. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I saw my surgical oncologist on December 5th, and he told me at that point that I had breast cancer. At that time, we thought lumpectomy and radiation. With the pathology report, we realized it was a lot more aggressive than we initially thought, and it was a grade 3, and it was HER2 positive, which makes it a faster-moving cancer and increases the chances of recurrence. So I went from thinking lumpectomy radiation to, okay, we're having chemotherapy, we're having 30 rounds of radiation, and then a whole year of targeted therapy. So it was a bit of a shock. I certainly wasn't expecting that. I think in my mind, I was in shock when I heard the word cancer, because I think I was probably in the healthiest place that I was in my life in terms of fitness and mental health and those kinds of things. Just taking care of myself, I thought, really well. But I think we live in denial until you actually, something like this kind of rips that rug out from underneath you and realize that we're all vulnerable and that it can happen. And I'm going to emphasize, mammograms are really important. I had my mammogram in May, and I found the lump myself in October. So my doctor assured me that it hadn't been in my body that long, that we could tell based on the fact that my mammogram was normal, and so it was early stage. So thankfully, I really appreciate the N60 program in cancer care, because they want you in from the time of suspicion to the time of diagnosis in treatment within 60 days. So it's really fast. And lots of times I was like, I don't have time to process all that's happening with my body and everything in my life. For breast cancer, there is so many resources. I mean, we have so many support groups, and I've met so many amazing women through that. All of the nurses in the treatment center are amazing. The care and the compassion that I experienced in cancer care is like unlike any other. And I think that made my journey so much more manageable. I mean, from the nutritionist to the counselor to there's just so many resources. And everybody in cancer care, in my experience, was top notch, like just amazing. Really supportive, caring. I could tell they genuinely cared. When you know that you're not alone in this journey, that takes away a lot of the anxiety, because there's a lot of anxiety when you hear the word cancer. The anxiety is always there, learning how to manage it differently. So it's creating a new normal and making the best of life as I can. If I didn't have cancer care, I don't know what I would have done. Like, I don't know if I would have survived. And if I would have survived, I don't know if I would have thrived.